Views and opinions of the hosts are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of...
This morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 28th of August, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Pardon me, I got a little gnappy. And today I have a couple of conversations I hope will help us navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. I've got a guest in studio for the first segment, but after the first segment, we're going to get into some headlines, and I don't know, I got some questions to ask. First of all, I want to know, who's selling the government letterhead? Who is selling the government letterhead? I out here trying to make rent money selling Gnep. Somebody got to be out here. I mean, what I'm saying is, a lot of people are making allegations and accusations that the government has had to respond to, and we've seen some of those responses in the media as of late. But some of those statements seem to have been misplaced. Somebody accidentally put them on government letterhead. Some of the statements have been accidentally put on Office of the Prime Minister letterhead. I say I'm almost certain it's accidental. I know it's an accident. Anyway, I just wanted to know, while I out here trying to sell Gnep, who out here selling government letterhead? It ain't making any sense. Anyway, now, on to the first segment of our show. Joining us in studio, I have Mr. Ian Thomas and Direct Marketers. They have some things for us to make us aware of what's available in the broader local market. Good morning, Mr. Thomas. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, Erin. Good morning, Bahamas. This is Ian Thomas, and I am here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company. We specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 5520212. That's 5520212. Dial 5520212. That's 5520212.
All right. So you offer marketing. So you offer marketing services on those platforms, but
yes,
you also offer a consultation service.
You're absolutely right.
Where you help people to understand how viable their product or service is in the market
right now.
And how we could make it either more attractive, more sustainable, or more effective in the local market.
You are absolutely correct. You know, a lot of people out there have businesses or, you know, what they consider a business, and it's not promoted properly, it's not presented properly, and therefore it kind of sits there, and now it becomes like maybe a hobby. There's a big difference between a hobby and a business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there to try to bridge the gap so individuals can actually
that product or service
and that idea to the next level. So, you know, without getting into too much stuff, just give me a call. You know, you're mulling around, or you might have a business or a business idea, and you say, you know what, I'm tired of working at this job. I wonder if I put some more effort into what I'm doing on the side, this can be my main income. And that's what it's all about, you know. A business that doesn't do any promotion nah, nothing's going to happen with that. You have to do something to stand out in this environment because it's just so competitive. But first of all, it starts off with you and your mindset. So that's basically it. But I have so many things to talk about because, you know, next week all the little ones starting to go back to school. In America, they've already done that. So let's just get started. Well, first of all, I'm not going to go into the back to school stuff. I just want to tell you guys about Capital Lumber. I haven't mentioned that company on this show before, but Capital Lumber is my go-to place for anyone who's building or renovating. You might have a home, a business, an office, an apartment, an Airbnb, and you say, you know what? I want to do some renovations. I want to help. You got to go to Capital Lumber. You know where Parkgate Road is. Can you tell everybody where Parkgate Road is?
Listen, so you can get to Parkgate Road either from Camp Road or from Village Road.
So that's that little small road that connects Camp Road to Village Road.
Absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. I'm glad that Aaron said that because sometimes like, where Parkgate Road is? So once again, if you're building or renovating right now or just wanting to prepare for an active hurricane season, something to think about right now, and you don't know where to go for the best prices on building supplies, I want you to use my lumber and cement company. And they are located, like I said, on Parkgate Road, and that's Capital Lumber. I'm going to give you the phone number. That's 605-9663. 605-9663. No other company on the island has better prices on plywood and cement. So if you're adding on to your home, apartment, Airbnb, like I said, I want you to quickly go down there to Capital Lumber. They have all types of windows right now, including hurricane windows. All types of doors, including hurricane doors. Last week I was there, people came in droves from all over. They pulled up in their cars and in their trucks and everything. And the guys were so helpful, loaded all the stuff onto the back of the car, and people in and out. I haven't gotten any lumber now for about a couple of months. I did some renovations, but I've been getting all my little P-Rock from there.
Okay.
I've been getting
other
P-Rock.
Types of supplies.
Yeah. Different types of things down there.
Doing landscaping in the garden, setting up a new pathway.
A seating
exactly. Area, making it look.
That's right. Exactly what I needed my P-Rock for. Yeah. Go ahead, yes.
I would say you could turn your backyard from a little bush into a little, what I call it, pagoda, right? With these sort of accessories.
Yes.
Just by creating a border for your plants with P-Rock or with...
Or seating areas, like you said.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Aaron. Absolutely right. So like I was saying, if you want to go down there and get them indoor or outdoor bathroom and kitchen tiles and wall tiles, not to mention all the plywood and stuff like that, but they got tiles. So much different types of... styles and colors of decorative tiles. Talk to me.
I was going
to
say, they have the type of staff that could see I far more excited than my skill set. I'm ready to design my home, and they're going to walk with me through the aisles
Yes, they're going to be there. You know, sometimes it's good to just get an idea to bounce off of someone. I was thinking about this, and they said, well, you know what? Have you ever thought about this? This might be a better look to accentuate whatever area that you plan to go in and try to beautify. So that's what I like. I'm glad that you said very knowledgeable staff. Mm-hmm. Very knowledgeable staff down there at Capital Lumber. What else I want to tell you about? They've also got all different types of wood down there. When I say wood, I'm talking about plywood and all that stuff. I was there. What were people getting? You can get regular or one-sided plywood, 5/8 regular roofing plywood. You can get 3/4 one-sided 5/8 plywood. You can purchase the 3/4 one-sided plywood. Plus, you can get 25-year shingles or the architectural shingles. Now, the difference is architectural shingles are 30 years.
Okay.
And the other ones are the 25-year shingles, but they last so long. You get the ready mix, easy finish joint compound. That's another thing that a lot of people look for if you're doing some drywall.
Mm-hmm.
You can get cement by the bags or by the pallet. A lot of people have been asking me, how much come on a pallet? 40 come on a pallet.
40 bags.
40 bags of cement. So if you're doing a big project, I think that's a better route to go.
You start ordering by the pallet. Yeah.
Now, if you're doing little things, you say, hey, just give me a bag or two or three, whatever you're looking for. Go down there, get your cement. What else did I get down there? When I was there just 2 days ago talking to the boss, people were unloading the windows and doors, as I was talking about, and interior doors, exterior doors in all sizes, steel doors, wooden doors, all stock up and ready to go. Plus, they have a huge warehouse of gorgeous strong doors for your home or business, like I say, with prices like you won't see those other places. You got to go down there. I told my cousin to go down there and get a quote for on the hurricane windows and doors. He called me back. He said, Ian, they beat the other people at least by 15 to 18%. So you want doors, like I said, hurricane windows, hurricane doors. This is the place to go so you can get windows, doors, plywood, lumber, shingles, everything right there at Capital Lumber on Parkgate Road. And you can check them out on Facebook. The phone number, once again, before I finish with this company, 605-9663, 605-9663. Go down there, let them know, hey, I hear Ian and Aaron talking about you. Let me see what you can do. Go down there this weekend and check them out. Capital Lumber, my number one place for wind doors and hurricane shutters and shingles and plywood, everything.
I just thinking from foundation.
Hey, Aaron is make up these things on the smart mind.
It's the Gnep.
The
most wonderful time of the year.
Gnep is good for the mind. Yeah. And listen here, you're not feeling good. Somebody just was walking by. They had a little scratchy throat. And I even heard that in Florida, COVID is back on the rise. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I'm sure because of summer travel and so many people moving through so many jurisdictions and interacting with so many people. Oh, yeah. And then on top of that, with the proliferation of ACs running because we've had heat waves, if you're not cleaning your ACs regularly, then you leave your body susceptible.
You must have been there because I just say this morning when I woke up, I said, I think I need to clean this air conditioning because I slept in my son's room since nobody is there. I slept in there and I was like, you know what? I think this air conditioning needs to be cleaned. So I definitely need to clean my air conditioning. So let's get back to what I was trying to say. A lot of people not feeling well. You're not feeling well, and you say, you know what? I need to go to the pharmacy. Something's not right, or my little one's not feeling good, or maybe an elderly person that you're living with. You got to go to my pharmacy, which is Centerville Pharmacy. I love this company, and I love the family there. It's the Aubrey family. You can go there and get your prescriptions filled quickly and easy that you may want that's over-the-counter, like over-the-counter meds to make you feel really, really good again. They've got the number one 7Cs and Halliburton to build your immune system. They also carry brands like Good Sense, and that's excellent for getting your zinc intake. They got blood pressure testing monitors, and you can get some. I think they had a section. I don't want to say something that's incorrect. They had a section where they could even take your blood pressure while you're there right now. So that's pretty good. So you can get your blood pressure done. Also, you can purchase monitors, like I said, and strips. Seniors love going to Centerville Pharmacy. Why? Because they can use their National Prescription Drug Plan card, and they love it. It makes everything so much easier. So you can go and visit them. This is Centerville Pharmacy. You can visit them on Mackey and Wilton Street. That's what I should say, across from Topps Lumberyard. You can go ahead and check them out at the Prescription Center on Rosetta Street. That's opposite. I just call it the old Starbucks. Everyone know what that is. I just call it the old Starbucks on Rosetta Street. And you can phone them at 325-4644. 325-4644. And that's the Aubrey family. And I just got to let you guys know, once again, I love them so, so much. Mr. Raymond Aubrey, you and your family are doing a wonderful job over there. And I just love to see, you can go and then you can see the whole family working together, and even the people who are not biologically related to them, they're treated like family, and they extend that to their customers. They treat you like family. One of my most fondest memories is one time I pulled up there. I think it was like shortly after COVID, and an individual couldn't come out of the car for some odd reason. They had an injury or whatever it is, and they made a phone call, and they called inside, and they were a little bit busy inside, but they sent the security out with the items and the purchase and everything like that, and they took the card from the customer and everything and brought the change back out. And I was like, wow, it's just something about going that the extra mile that makes a customer feel good. You know what? It might be something small, but it's just like, wow, they took the time out to say, hey, I care about you. And you go inside there and they're on first name basis with certain customers. They can say, hey, so how's little Johnny? I think he has a birthday coming up. They know you. You know your customer. You feel so good because the camaraderie and the attention that you when you go inside it, it's just a wonderful thing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you might go to a pharmacy because it's nearby you, but you're not getting the attention that you want, and you're just another face and give me your money and here's your change. Go to Centerville Pharmacy. You'll have a whole different experience, mm-hmm. and you'll have all the meds you need, whether it's prescription or over the counter. I think you want to add something to that.
No, I remember being in there. They have one of my favorite meds. When I say favorite, you know, unfortunately, I have to take a lot of meds.
Yes.
It's a chocolate bar.
Oh, my.
They have it too. They have it too, as you're saying. Everything I need is right.
You are absolutely right. You'll come in there and they go and they get drinks and candy bars and everything. It's just a wonderful place. It's a little drugstore for some people, yeah.
Dear Doctors Association, I find it best to buy my chocolate in front of medical practitioners and professionals because that cut eye they give me is the best tool for moderation I need.
That's a wonderful thing. Hey, man, Mr. Aubrey and the rest of you people down there at Central Pharmacy, I love you and so does Aaron. Hey, Aaron, you got to go. Last week, I was introduced to Bella Signature Sweets at noon. It's located on Soldier Road.
Okay.
If you are on Prince Charles and Soldier Road at the red light of that intersection and you start heading north, like you're heading towards Wolf Road, it's right there on the left-hand side. You know there was a big building there that you could get all your poinsettias during the Christmas
mm-hmm,
time?
Mm-hmm.
They have taken that over.
First corner on the left when you turn north Soldier Road from Prince Charles.
Drew got it right there. That's Bella Signature Sweets. I got to talk soft like this because this is what it's all about. It's located right there on Soldier Road, like I said. They say welcome to a hidden gem, and it's absolutely a hidden gem that blends pure Bahamian charm with luxurious comfort. Bella Signature Sweets is an ideal place for your choice if you're a business traveler or an individual who just, you know, I just want to have a nice romantic weekend couples getaway without leaving the island, but you just want to relax. They've got suites it's 16 suites, 16 elegant suites that's lush bedding and ultra modern amenities. It truly, truly feels like a home away from home. But it's 10 times better, like I say. 16 stunning suites, each designed for total relaxation with custom-built wardrobes, big screen-tired bathrooms, beautiful floor-to-tile ceilings with walk-in showers. That's what I like. And sometimes when I stay at a hotel, I'm like, I wish this hotel had a microwave. They've got microwaves and refrigerators in the room.
Absolutely. As I was just thinking, from short stays to extended stays, you may be in from the family island seeking medical care. You may be in from the family island dealing with the passing of a loved one, and you need to establish yourself for a moment. And you know what? I know that area. This is the thing you didn't say, cousin, which is walking distance. Location is in walking distance. I mean, if you've lived in a big city, when I say walking distance, you understand what I mean.
Yes.
You can walk to the Prince Charles Plaza. You can walk up to Village Road,
yes.
right? And,
yes.
and all the small businesses on your way up.
Yes.
You can walk to the west, south, and west to the mall.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You said it all. If you're down here for on a medical visit, you have to see the doctor. This is a wonderful place to stay. If you're an individual who likes the outdoors, they've got you can go and chill out and unwind by this gorgeous tranquil pool. It's perfect for humid days. And if you like to be like me and go get for an evening swim, nice, peaceful evening swim. It's gorgeous in the back there. You can start their day. You can start their days with Bella's mouth-watering continental breakfast, including which is included if you with the $210 per night rate. So, what it is you pay $195 if you just want the room. You pay $210 if you want the continental breakfast. So that's what I like about it. The continental breakfast includes fluffy eggs, crispy bacon, soft, and tuna. If you're craving something a little bit next level, you can opt for their exclusive on-site restaurant. Go and dine there where they have an executive chef. He's really, really great. And he creates real, authentic Bahamian breakfast daily from 7 a.m. You can imagine biting into the most moist Johnny cake served with boil or stew grouper. You can get shrimp and grits. How about a stack of scrumptious, flavorful waffles? And for lunch or dinner, you can indulge in mouth-watering dishes like steak and lobster, grilled salmon, real island-style conch, and also Bella's famous sexy snapper. That's really, really good. If you are in the mood to just chill out by the bar, you know, want something to eat, you can go ahead and just relax by the bar, have yourself a nice drink with some conversation. And it's a fully stocked bar with top shelf liquor. I do not mind if I say top shelf liquor.
No, okay, I don't mind. Because I can't drink it. Don't worry, I don't mind.
Okay, then, all right, then. But I want to invite you to go down there and have some have a nice meal on the company. I don't know which day you want to go. You just let me know. If you don't drink, then you just have yourself a
I'd love to. I have an idea to pitch them already.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I want to extend that authentic feeling.
Yes.
I'm going to record Island Family Island.
Yes.
Rooster crowing in the morning.
Yes.
To play in the dining room.
Yeah, it's
while you are having your continental breakfast.
Yes, my continental breakfast is absolutely beautiful, and the walls are adorned with local art. And I know you are a fan of that. You love that type of stuff. So it has beautiful artwork on the wall. So it's so friendly and warm and inviting. And once again, it's a Bahamian owned company. Mm-hmm. You can find the mom and the dad and the kids, the siblings, all there working together to make this dream come true. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I love it. I focus on internal tourism, mm-hmm. domestic tourism, but inverse, because normally we travel out.
Yes.
And this is focused on people who need to travel in.
Yes. And if you want just like a nice little getaway while you're still here on the island, it's a great thing. Let the kids go by the granny or the auntie.
If I was a teacher,
I
book in my summer vacation now. You home from school, my mate?
I can't believe you said that. They just sent me an email just a matter of hours ago. I don't know if you read minds or whatever, what it is. They said, Ian, teachers, this is extended to you. You can get 2 nights and a signature dinner, all for just $399.99 from August 29th to September 30th. Just bring your ID. I can't believe you said that. They just sent me that message just a matter of hours ago. So you've got to go down there. Bella Signature Suites. I'm going to give you the phone number. 356-3396. 356-3396. You can go check them out online at www.bella signature suites. Now, suites is SUITES, ladies and gentlemen. BellaSignatureSuites.net. You can go there and book your stay and have yourself a really, really good experience down there. Like I said, $195 for the room, but if you want the continental breakfast included, mm-hmm. you pay $210, and you're going to have a really, really good time. And you teachers, you pay $399.99, and you're going to get 2 nights with the complimentary breakfast and dinner included. And that's a wonderful little getaway, just like you spoke about. I'm going to give you the phone number again, 356-3396, 356-3396, right there on Soldier Road. And it's a great, beautiful local boutique hotel.
I'm going to say,
go check it out.
If Bella Suites don't create a cafe or patisserie called Bella Suites inside there.
So you just let me know which day you want to go.
Okay.
I'm going to send the message over to the individuals. Can I just, I have one more thing to
talk
about there.
Let's go.
Yes. So parents, also, this is for you. You got to go to Eastwood Family Practice right now. Back to school physicals for little kids, of course, starting at $45. And that's for preschoolers up to junior high school kids. Just bring their immunization card and allow Dr. Rowe to fill it out for your child's med form. With no long waiting, you'll be in and out in no time. Those in high school and university and BTVI, you pay just $50. Some schools request a MANTU testing done, and you can pay just an additional $5 to get that done. Other schools may ask for a urinalysis test, and that's that's just an additional $5 as well. Without it, some child may some parents may risk their child not being allowed back in school. Mm-hmm. So that's very, very, very important. Now available at Eastwood Family Practice. Just want to let you guys know. Oh, you people who've already been there before, they're no longer there in their old location on Rosetta Street. They've moved. They are on the next road over, opposite McDonald's. What's the name of that road?
Madera.
You got it. I mean to say. Oh, make sure, Eric, listen, you know. They're right there in Madera, right across the road in that plaza. And
opposite
Madera.
Okay, where Chestnuts used to be.
That's where they've moved to. So you want to go down there and check them out. Also, if you're an individual who are looking to lose weight, they have got the most effective weight loss program. They are offering Ozempic right now, the number one weight loss program that's on the market. You can find that Eastwood Family Practice, and you can lose up to 15 pounds in 1 month. The initial consultation is just $80 and $30 with delivery of medication on each visit. So let Dr. Rowe properly manage your entire weight loss journey so you can get the results that you've been looking for. Let me give you the phone number, 813-0935, 813-0935, or you can call him on his WhatsApp. And his cell phone, he's not afraid to give out his number, 376-0935. 376-0935. Also, You can get a full 7-panel STD screening if you are trying to find your status. STD, STIs, same thing, sexually transmitted diseases. You want to find out exactly what's going on down there. They treat and they can identify and help you treat the seven panel screening. That includes trichomonas, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, hepatitis, syphilis, and HIV, all for $100. Don't forget, you can go down there and get that done. Doesn't make any sense walking around and you are itching and burning down there. That is not normal, ladies and gentlemen, especially individuals who are just embarking upon a new relationship. Ask the person, hey, you want to go together to go get tested and get done. If you see there's some reluctancy, red flag.
There you go. Your grammy would have told you that if you asked her.
Go ahead and get that done. Only $100. Know your status. Don't forget, you can also get health certificates for jobs, school, and immigration. Those are $50. And patients needing prescription for chronic ailments, you can also get it done right down there, because at Eastwood Family Practice, they treat all chronic pain, focusing and finding the cause of your discomfort. So like I said, Ozempic, you can go down there and ask about it. Sir, Dr. Roll, I want to lose some pounds. I've been tired of getting on these yo-yo diets. And then, oh, Lord, that chicken smells so good. Yeah, get yourself seen by a proper physician who is going to guide you through the whole process to make it easier so you can reach your weight goal. So you can visit their new office in the Wong's Plaza, number 7, office space on the ground floor, opposite McDonald's on Madera Street, just like Aaron said. They got ample parking, and they want to let you know they accept Kalina Insurance. They accept Kalina Insurance. No appointment, just walk in. Every day, everybody's welcome. Any age, any race, any gender, any nationality. They don't discriminate. Come on down there. Eastwood Family Practice. I'm going to give you the phone number again. 813-0935. 813-0935. Or you can WhatsApp them. That's Dr. Roll over there at Eastwood Family Practice. And he just loves his patient. He and I grew up. It's so funny. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We went to the same school. And now years later, we've reconnected. And I'm so happy I'm able to promote his business, because I know the love he has for his patients and what he does. He's been a physician now for over 24 years. So, you know, he definitely knows what he's doing. So go check him out. That's Dr. Adrian Roll. He's doing an incredible job down there at Eastwood Family Practice. And I just love everything what's happening down there.
Ian, that last segment there made me feel a way in my heart, right? Mm-hmm. Because I don't have any children, but there's times like these, like, yes, I wish I had children.
Yes.
Because part of it is that it's getting easier and easier, right? Mm-hmm. Businesses, people in the community say, listen, let's make sure that people have what they need to take care of their kids, right?
Yes.
However, I'm not going to sit in that grief. You know what I do?
What?
And you know how people just go to funerals?
Yes.
And they just go to funerals.
Yes,
and
yes,
every
yes.
funeral they there,
yeah.
I go to school openings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I want to hear somebody say, no, man, no, Mrs. Brown. No, I took him to Eastwood Family Practice. He had a checkup. He only playing crazy. See the results here?
Yes.
This boy got good sense, man, Mrs. Brown.
He's playing crazy.
He only playing crazy. Look, Eastwood Family Practice saying he got good sense.
I like how you put a spin on all these different businesses.
Wait, look here. And if I had children, right? Like, if I had children, you know what? I would lie to my children. I don't have a problem with that. I tell them, listen, y'all are going to become adults and you have to prepare for this world, right?
Yes.
And I want to teach you about life and relationships. Yes. And the first thing I can tell them is, you can't get into heaven with STIs. I just let you know, let's go to the clinic right now. You can't,
yeah, yeah,
Vinny,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get into heaven with STIs.
I've never heard that.
I lie into them straight through. But that's why, apparently, maybe that's why I don't have any, right?
Oh, God, lie to them. Yes, yes. Oh, that's what you'll say as preventive measures.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Listen,
I don't understand what y'all telling these young people. Like,
yeah,
I can tell them
it's
right
crazy.
Away. You can't get into heaven.
It's crazy with the numbers out there. It's crazy with the numbers of people dealing with STDs and STIs.
So it's great to see practitioners offering like the 7-panel.
Yes.
That includes herpes.
Yes.
It's very. I think it's rare. Herpes is not usually included in normal panels.
Right.
So it's great to see that you get a seven panel
yes.
screening.
And individuals can wait on their results. So you don't have to, oh my God, when do I come back? 3 days from now? You can sit and you can wait on this. And others, other certain testing that's done, you could wait. Of course, other ones are a little bit more labor intense and you have to wait a little bit longer. Yeah. But to wait right there, you and your partner, you're sitting down there. When you're finished, you get your results, you pass it to the next person and they pass it to you. And you read and say, okay, we feel comfortable now. You can still, you might not say, I'm going to abandon the contraceptives that you're using right now and the protective things. Yeah, you might still want to carry on, but at least you know
where you stand. You know where you stand.
Because some relationships are not exclusive.
Right, and you're building trust.
And you're building trust.
Absolutely.
That in the future, if you want to take the next step, and
you can.
You can, and you can feel comfortable. But then I would still tell anybody, let that be an ongoing thing. I think it's every 6 months you want to check.
Yeah, you should do a test regularly.
Yeah, regularly.
Every six months. Every time you find a new partner.
Yes. Oh, definitely. That's why I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So if you know, don't leave these things to chance. And at Eastwood Family Practice, that's what they're all about, man. So it's a wonderful thing. I just wanted to, I forgot to tell you, asking me, you need a paternity test? You want to call DNA Direct at 324-0665. Get a DNA test for as low as $450 with no needles or blood involved. It's easy. The reason why people choose DNA Direct, they're the least expensive on the island at $450. They have a payment plan. You could do half down, pay the balance when the results come in, and they have a mobile service available 7 days a week between 7 and 7. So find out if someone's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. Find out your grandmother, your grandchild, all that. Find that out.
Have that certainty.
Right. Now, if you need one for legal purposes, maybe NIB or a passport or whatever it is, you can. It's just $550. Same situation, but you can pay $550 and get it done. If you need one prenatal, that means even before the child is born, you can get one that done also.
All right, Ian. As we make the transition, I have a texter here that says, yes. "Listen, I'm on the road right now. Yes. Give me the directions to Centerville Pharmacy."
Centerville Pharmacy. Like we just said, it has a couple different
locations. One on Rosetta.
Locations. You've got one on Mackey Street, Mackey and Wilton Street, opposite Topps Lumber Yard, or you can go to the Old Star Box. So you can go there and you can check them out. I'm going to give you a phone number, the person who's asking the question, 325-4644. 325-4644.
Absolutely. Ian, it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Having you in studios, direct marketers.
Yes.
Remind the people how to find you.
You want to give me a call, Ian Thomas at Direct Marketers at 5520212. That's 5520212.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're going to a break, and when we get back from the break, into the headlines. Oh, did you hear the song? This is Diana Hamilton. This is a Bahamian. You guys enjoy. We're going to a break, but stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Then go on home. Yeah.
I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollar saved the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency of the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the coming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Parents, do you believe your child deserves more than the ordinary? Are you still deciding which school is the best fit for your child? At Akapran International Academy, we believe every student deserves the opportunity to excel. Our dedicated teachers, caring staff, small class sizes, and diverse programs will ensure that your child receives the support, resources, and training needed for success. At Akapran, your child will surely find their passion, profession, and their purpose. We offer classes in GLAT, BJC, and BGCSE subjects. We empower students to excel, not just in school, but in life through our courses including aviation, STEM, robotics, cosmetology, technology, culinary, dance, sewing, and graphic design. Our students are climate justice advocates and geospatial cadets who have traveled to New York, Washington, NASA Space Center, and even Egypt to explore and participate in international tours and conferences. Enroll your child today and let them discover their strength, pursue their passions, and achieve their dreams. Call us today at 826-3589 or 324-9212. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Akapran International Academy.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollars save the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency, or anywhere else. Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Thinking orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night.
Good morning, 6.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. And the song we came in with is Golden Hour. That's by a, the artist's name is like an acronym of letters. This guy, he went viral. He made the song, put it online, went viral, it became a hit. The song we went to the break with is Sea Lion Woman by Diana Hamilton. Now, Diana Hamilton is a local cultural stakeholder. Her focus is on preserving preservers, and in particular, focus on rake and scrape and the accordion. But a Sea Lion Woman by Diana Hamilton. Okay, so to the papers. Man, I have stories. And then the newspapers today say, Green, we got stories. So I saw this press release yesterday. Response to hysterical statement by Dr. Dwayne Sands by Latrae Ramming, Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister. That is the title of the statement. And so I saw it and I said, let me go and look and see, like, because when I saw it, right, there was like the text of the statement, and then there was the statement. And the statement was on OPM letterhead. I said, but okay, it's okay, because people could take the letterhead and put a statement on it. It could be mischievous, right? Mischief. That's what it could be, right? But then I went to the OPM website, Office of the Prime Minister's website. The statement is not posted there. So I say, okay, the mischief is putting the statement on the OPM letterhead, the page, one of the social media pages of the author of the statement. And they have the statement posted on OPM letterhead on their social media platform. Again, the title of the statement, Response to Hysterical Statement by Dr. Dwayne Sands by Latrae Ramming, Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, right? And I just want to start by saying, again, this is another completely and totally inappropriate use of government resources. This is a statement that should emanate from the offices of the PLP party, which is a distinct entity. It is not the same as the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Statements of this nature should come from the chairman of the party or emanate from the party. It should never emanate from the office of the prime minister. And in particular, since you end the statement, sir, don't mix me up in your political, but it is a personal statement, a private statement that you should make to him. And do not you, let me rephrase that. I have to question, why are you using the letterhead of the office of the prime minister to issue this statement? Like, I don't even want to read it, you know. What I do want to know, though, is what prompted the statement. I guess we have to read it. It remains one of the greatest privileges of my life to serve the people of the Bahamas as Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister. Having been appointed at the age of 27, I am honored to have been the youngest senior official appointed in this administration. My job requires me to carry out my duties with integrity and in good spirit, guided by the law, the rules of public service, and trust placed in me. I have never abused my office. I have never been investigated by the police. I have never been accused of coaching a witness or tampering with evidence. I have never been condemned by any court for unethical conduct. I have never been found in contempt of corruption case. I have never been forced to resign. Dr. Dwayne Sands cannot say the same. When he entered the office of Minister of Health while still in opposition, he was taking calls from Barbara Hanna, the very person who later became the government's key witness. In addition, since entering office, he met with her in person and then directed her to Marvin Dames instead of steering her toward the proper and legal pathways. When under his ministerial authority before the courts, Dr. Sands approved a $1.9 million hospital cleaning contract for her company with full knowledge of her role in the Public Hospital Authority board or cabinet, a practice which was found to be without legal authority. I want to stick a pin right there, and I want to say this. Like, I feel a little uncomfortable reading this out loud. I want to put it on the record, right? But I feel a little uncomfortable, and then I said to myself just now, well, if the office of the prime minister has not posted a retraction, surely the office of the prime minister at any moment now going to post a retraction. And anyway, we're going to continue from this statement titled Response to Hysterical Statement by Dr. Dwayne Sands by Latrey Ramming, Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister. It continues. The Chief Magistrate in her ruling called the conduct of both Dr. Sands and Mr. Dames, quote, wholly inappropriate, close quote. To state it mildly, she warned that their actions created the, quote, appearance of a political flavor, close quote. That's what it says. And reminded the country that, quote, justice must not only be done, it must be seen to be done, close quotes. When Bahamians were reeling from the traumatic aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, Dr. Sands showed a profound lack of compassion and respect by shredding the remains of 55 souls into a trailer and leaving them there for a year. He didn't even see fit to attend a mass burial to give comfort to the grieving families. And when Bahamians needed steady leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Sands was forced to resign as Minister of Health after breaching the emergency order to allow foreign nationals entry into the Bahamas. He admitted that it was an error of judgment and the Prime Minister accepted his resignation. This came after the almost total collapse of the healthcare system under his watch, which saw Bahamians dying in corridors and parking lots as hospitals flooded and roofs caved in. Against this backdrop, sorry, I went to QC and sometimes typos has knocked me off my feet. We continue. Against this backdrop, it is even more offensive that he would now suggest that journalists who have served with distinction do not have the right to those professional advancements for themselves or desire to serve the country. They are wronged by the system. Their view is valid minus those individuals and shows his contempt for public service. The comments by Dr. Sands are not the narrative they are written on. He has no standard, no credibility, and no authority to ask for my resignation. I will continue to serve the Bahamian people with integrity. Sir, don't mix me up in your political games. End of statement. Again, if I did not go to the gentleman's social media platform and see this posted there on the OPM letterhead, or with the OPM letterhead, I would not have believed it. Once again, it appears to be another party statement made using state resources. A texter says, next thing you know, they will insert in the next letter who pull and train on someone, as one political party member said in the past, where is the diplomacy? Right? You know, as I'm just saying, we will not forget the, what do you call it, the campaigning material emanating from the most recent PLP convention where Shane Gibson and Robin Lines dared to challenge the leadership. And a obviously expensive piece of work was produced. And the first six or seven words in the video are Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP. It's not just diplomacy we need, Texter. We need decorum, and we need integrity, and we need spatial awareness. So, Mr. Ramming, you offer that Dr. Dwayne Sands not have the standard, the credibility, or the authority to ask for your resignation. But there are others of us out here who could say that perhaps it's time for you to delete your social media platforms, accounts, from all platforms. You, sir, are the director of communications in the office of the prime minister. The statement is unbecoming. The office of is inappropriate. Emanating from the office of the prime minister or any of the staff that work within it. It is unbecoming of a young professional. And unfortunately, sir, some of the content on your social media platform is also inappropriate for a director of communications in the office of the prime minister, and it's unbecoming of a young professional. In fact, you have a video on there where you turn to a very popular social figure to ask them for relationship or dating advice, one Miss Cindy Patrice Daxon. Even Miss Daxon seemed uncomfortable in the discourse. But sir, instead of making social media content about dating and relationships in the manner that you are, your position and this opportunity as holding the Office of Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister and construct a campaign partnering with the Department of Gender and Family Affairs, the Bahamas Crisis Center. You can ask the sororities and fraternities to join you, the Debutantes Club, the Gentlemen's Club, and you in partnership construct a healthy relationships campaign involving junior and high school students throughout the archipelago to model healthy interpersonal and relationship behaviors. See, perhaps Mr. Sands does not have the authority to demand your resignation, but there are those of us that do. There are those of us that have seen your social media content. I'm not going to demand your resignation. I'm going to humbly request that you deactivate your social media accounts and create a new public platform for yourself, sir. And so I was sitting all last night wondering what would have prompted this statement from Mr. Ramming, the part here where he says, you don't have the credibility to ask for my resignation. I could not find, in my limited time to research last night, the statement or any statement that, you could purport or infer that Mr. Sands in recent times was asking for Mr. Ramming's resignation. But then we turn to the front of today's Tribune, and we see ZNS boss must resign. FNM calls Watson's bid to enter frontline politics while broadcaster GM an egregious, I say egregious because I want to be fancy, violation of ethics, right? And so I wondered if it's in space here that Sands had called for the resignation. The article continues to page 4. I'm not going to get further into that. I want to just put one more story on the record before I go. It's this one here. Arawaki vendors say conditions at Fish Fry are driving tourists away. Wow, because it's driven Bahamians away For over a decade now, easily, vendors at Arawaki say worsening conditions at the fish fry are driving away tourists and hurting business, citing heavy truck traffic, flooding, broken restrooms, and years of government neglect. I can be honest with you. There have been years of government neglect. When fish fry started, it was a temporary vendor's location. You're supposed to be able to pack up your entire business and go home at the end of the day without any evidence of your presence, right? Bar operator Al said, heavy trucks cutting through the strip have long disrupted business. Do you mean the heavy trucks cutting through the strip to go to Arawaki and the port? Those are the heavy trucks y'all talking about in this article? You guys should really check out this article. Again, Arawaki vendors say conditions at fish fry are driving tourists away. Restaurant manager, I can be honest with you, I'm not calling the people's names because I don't want them to think that I'm trying to disparage them in particular. But a restaurant manager out there said the trucks create an unpleasant experience for diners sitting outdoors. Guests struggle to talk over the noise of horns and engines, she said, and many leave in frustration choosing restaurants with indoor seating elsewhere. I do not know what to tell y'all. She added that the trucks cause traffic congestion and safety hazards, using Arawaki as a shortcut. Okay, but we know the amount of construction and heavy equipment traffic moving through the road to go to Arawaki. How many of them? Are you talking about them turning left and right on the sides and they're going east along that way? I mean, technically, they were there first. I just saying, again, I'm not calling anybody's names because I don't want to think I'm trying to embarrass them. A restaurant worker said the trucks are unsafe and disruptive, deterring customers from sitting outside. So y'all don't have a problem with all the cars parking on the sidewalk and on the grass? Places intended for people to sit and eat? Like I could order my food to go and go sit on the grass and don't have to pay a gratuity? At a place that's supposed to be a temporary to go takeout kind of place? Okay, I'm just saying. Thank you for playing that music. Flooding is another persistent issue. Now we get to some serious stuff. Operators also highlighted poor restroom facilities. I don't know what we could do. They don't care. If I were you, I would begin thinking about leasing or purchasing the portable bathrooms. They don't care. Anyway, I'm all out of time. I wish I had more time to get into this article today. I don't. We got lots to talk about. Listen, I had a great time today. I felt like this was a golden hour, which is why I chose to play that song. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. And oh yeah, don't forget, make some Gnab lemonade.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.